Hello everyone. Well, unfortunately, it wasn't the happiest of Fridays for the Australian share market at all. We had the ASX 200 down by about 49 points or 0.75%, and it means that we settled at 6,710. So this was the second straight day of losses for our market. Still, there were some positives there, depending how you look at this. We could have been much worse today, as was the case yesterday. We're actually down about twice as much at one point. And then in the afternoon, the market managed to stage a bit of a comeback. Also, after three straight weeks of declines, the market managed to lift actually this week, not by much, but by approximately 0.5%. So at least there's some support in the market as the bond market volatility continues to receive attention. Now, earlier in the day, the Chinese government released its latest targets. It's essentially targeting economic growth in China of around that 6% mark, which many economists in the market expect, considering to be quite a conservative target, which it could meet quite easily over the year. Today, as far as stocks are concerned, we had around 8 in every 10 companies finishing the day in negative territory today, but there were certainly some standouts. It included energy stocks, which remained really the one big bright spot for the market. And this was totally a reflection of the oil price, which rose more than 4% last night after the major oil producers held an important meeting via video conference and essentially just decided to not increase output in April as far as how much oil they're pumping out into the market. And the reason why that saw oil prices lift is the market was actually anticipating the likelihood of an increase in production next month. So companies like Oil Search and also Santos were two of the standouts, lifting around 5%. We also had Unibail Rodamco, the operator and owner of the Westfield shopping centres overseas, managing to actually top the list on the ASX 200, even though there was no major news from the group. The banks also came back in the afternoon. That went a long way in recouping some of the early losses. So all the big banks were up, with ANZ standing out today. As far as the losers are concerned, well, the same handful of companies held the market back. They were mainly focused in the mining sector, healthcare stocks, tech, buy now, pay later. So a company like Zip was down 5%. Afterpay was down about 2.5%, and CSL was down about 2.8%, which actually takes it to around the worst levels in about a year. As expected, this is also the company that's expected to produce about 50 million doses of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine here in Australia. Now, we also had My Food Bag Group making its debut on the market today. This is a food delivery group out of New Zealand, which is now duly listed in New Zealand and Australia, where it dropped back by about 7% on its very first day of trade. And Myer has fallen back around 15% in 2 days. This is after releasing its half-year results yesterday, which obviously underwhelmed as far as its share price reaction goes. So today, Dow Futures currently pointing to a decline of about 100 points on the open in the US tonight. That's a fall of about 0.33%. And the big bit of news to watch tonight, as far as data goes anyway, is an update on jobs, which will be out later this evening. The Aussie dollar finally softer at just around 77 US cents.